Over 44 million Americans have student loans, and collectively, they owe around $1.5 trillion. Many of the Democratic candidates for president have begun to float their plans to forgive some student loans or to eliminate them entirely. Up to $50,000 in debt would be wiped out for students with household incomes lower than $100,000 under Senator Elizabeth Warren's plan. And Senator Bernie Sanders has been outspoken since the last election about his position on free public college. You can also find other smaller plans hovering around Congress, like Illinois Senator Dick Durbin's bill to cancel student debt for people that file for bankruptcy. Everett Westmeyer teaches accounting and economics at Kishwaukee College. He's been paying attention to this issue for quite some time, both as someone interested in economics and someone who sees students in his own classroom grapple with the realities of college debt. For him, the devil is in the details. How would this really work? For instance, private loans. U.S. students currently owe over $100 billion in private loans, a number that has increased 20% in the last 5 years.
With the federal loans, the money is already gone. But with the private loans, someone would have to write a check to those private entities, presumably financial companies. So you're going to have to write a check to Discover. Discover is under no obligation to write that off. Right. There's no benefit for them to write that off. And then, so if Discover does write that off, right, that's obviously a loss for them, and I'm sure their stock will take a hit and their shareholders won't be very happy about that.
Not many plans have been clear about how this would play out. Elizabeth Warren says that private loans would be eligible to be eliminated, but first you'd have to refinance your loans to make them federal. And then Westmeyer, ever the accountant, turns his attention to taxes. Debt forgiveness is taxable by the IRS. You pay taxes on it like you would your income. But some plans, Warren's included, say you shouldn't have to do that. But that doesn't really make sense to Westmeyer.
Well, yeah. I mean, if you're going to get your loan forgiven, I'm going to expect you, at a minimum, to pay taxes on that loan forgiveness. Right? It's only fair, from my perspective, from an accounting and economics perspective.
Bernie Sanders would parlay debt forgiveness into his free public college plan. And Westmeyer is quick to remind you how free, quote-unquote, free college could really be.
That's wonderful. Free education is a wonderful thing. But the reality is, it's not free. Someone has to pay for the building. Someone has to pay for the utilities. Someone has to pay for the maintenance. Someone has to pay for the salaries of the professors, the professional staff, the administration. Who pays for that? The taxpayers pay for that.
It's estimated that Sanders' plan would cost at least $2.2 trillion over 10 years. He claims it could be paid for by another of his proposed taxes, this one on Wall Street. But Westmeyer says taxpayers would push back on the prospect of raising taxes for free college or debt forgiveness.
So you made some decisions, right, that weren't in your best interest, but did you have advice and counseling on the way? You probably did. So why should I pay for your loan forgiveness? And I believe a lot of taxpayers will be in that boat. They're not going to want to do this.
The price of college and how it's funded has changed a lot, even since many of those taxpayers were going through college themselves. And in the next part, we'll talk more about that and about what canceling student debt would do for the economy. I'm Peter Mudlin.